as I was looking up, and I think you had mentioned it also, Chrissy, it was kind of known as the African-American anthem. And so respecting that and honoring that in our hearts. As we move through this month of February with a focus on love, before I start, I just would like to apologize in advance. I have some sort of a mega allergy, something that's been going on for about 2 or 3 weeks, and so I have some pretty severe coughing fits at some time. Tried to reach out to the doctor last week. Soonest they could see me is tomorrow. So I will just invite everyone to hold me in that light. And if I have a little coughing fit, I apologize ahead. My talk title for today is part two. We started talking about love last week and forgiveness of self and others. And this is love part two. And this is celebrating Black History Month and a time to remember and to honor. And so I just want to do a little recap in talking about last week, about recognizing that at that human level, most of us seek love outside of ourselves. Through religious teachings, through so many different things that we have been brought up with, we think that there is a God or a super being outside us that we need to please in order to be okay and to be loved. And as we do, as in our humanness, as we do our spiritual work this month, focused on love, Valentine's Day and these wonderful things that remind us of love, that's an emotional love, but it is a time to recognize the importance of forgiving ourselves and not looking for that from someone else. But when we go in and when we forgive ourselves, we then connect to that which is true love, that universal principle of love within us. And until we do that, until we forgive ourselves and until we forgive others, though we think we have the capacity to love out here, we do not. And we have not, as humanity, focused that much on that interior healing aspect of love. So is it any wonder that there still exists out in our world, religiously, politically, socioeconomically, so many isms and so many separations? And so today I want us to delve a little bit more deeply into that importance of shifting now that we begin to heal from within and can love and open our hearts to ourselves, releasing the stuff we have carried, whether it's a transgression that we made ourselves or someone upon us. As we begin to do that work to release those, there's something within us that is the design in which we are created, which is the universal love of all being. And as that begins to flow within us, we are then able to allow that to shine forth to begin healing the separations out in our world. In scripture from 1 John 2, 9 through 10, it says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. How powerful is that? In recognizing in our own spiritual journey, moment by moment, those conscious or unconscious isms that come up, separations, beliefs that put someone out there and don't embrace them in the oneness and in the light. And Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one. That's powerful scripture. That's powerful truth. And it's so important for us to remember that this was a message that Jesus was teaching to remind us that we are all one, that we are created in that image of the flow of universal love principle. When we continue to hold ourselves separate, to hold on to anger and blame, judgment, criticism, it takes us out of the light that is ever present. And Chrissy had mentioned a wonderful playwright, August Wilson. She sent me a quote that I loved, and she had mentioned he is known for having written 10 plays that chronicle experiences and the heritage of 20th century African Americans, and apparently those plays that he wrote are going to be produced here in the South Bend. Is it at the Civic Center? Or okay. And so I wanted to just read this quote that August Wilson said. He said, "Confront the dark parts of yourself and work to banish them with illumination and forgiveness, friends. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing." Chrissy, thanks for sending that, because that was just the whole, in a nutshell, all that we're talking about this month around love is the key. And recognizing that while at that human outer emotional place, we think of love, you know, as hearts and flowers and that emotional aspect, love is actually much deeper than that in the soul of our being. It's a universal principle of all existence. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." Whew, friends, as we are taking this time in February to focus on love and the healing, to recognize all the things that separate us in our outer world, and to know that we are about healing, that we are about living into a oneness that has never before been experienced. And it is up to us to live into that. As we look out into our world today, it seems like there's almost a greater chasm in that separation where we tend to look at the color of a person's skin or their political belief or their religious focus or their socioeconomic status. So many different things that we look at in our outer world that we believe are the truth of who we are. And it is those walls of separation that are not about the color of someone's skin. They are not about someone's political beliefs. What has happened is that we have come to see outwardly rather than recognizing the things that separate us are the beliefs we have been taught that we carry either consciously or unconsciously within the soul of our being. And where do they derive from? From the human egoic nature that is always seeking, friends, to be loved. We have such a desire and such a fear that we are not loved and that we are not enough. And that has happened throughout time. Jesus came to say to us, God is love, you are love, we are love. Not God a person, but the energy of all existence, the universal principle of life is love. And where we will be healed, friends, where we will be healed, is to begin to breathe into that place of oneness within us that no longer experiences the separations out here, but recognizes that what divides us are long-held beliefs. Where mankind sought, in order to be okay, we had to be better than someone else. Is that not true? When we look at all the wars that have been fought throughout time, what are the wars about? They're about exerting power over, needing to be bigger than in order to rule and to conquer and to be loved ultimately. And so, friends, oh my gosh, this is a month where we as spiritual beings can do the work to begin healing and recognizing that those separations are intrinsic beliefs that we don't even realize we carry with us. To begin to notice the hatred, the anger, the fear, those little places inside us that need to be better than someone else in order to simply be okay. And so this is a month, friends, for us to utilize love as the key, to recognize that love is actually the universal principle of all creation and of all being. And if we allow ourselves to recognize and to choicefully begin to heal within ourselves in order to then let that light shine forth, we begin to dissolve those hatreds, those separations. The racism that still exists, all the isms that are still out there that have been ingrained in us out of our fears, out of our concerns, out of just systemic beliefs that have been put forth. It is up to us, friends, to break those cycles, to choicefully recognize that we are all one in the energetic flow of all being. And being one doesn't mean that we're the same. And to recognize that all of the differences, the colors of our skin, our religious connections, how we connect, our cultures, our ethnicities, those differences are the beautiful uniquenesses and gifts that we each bring that are all a part of the puzzle that we put together in order to create and to become and to magnify this world in a way we haven't done before. And the challenge is now, friends. The challenge is now is to recognize politically, culturally, are we going to stand in light? And not buy into that element of humanity, that egoic place of humanity politically, in racism, that still exists that says, I need to be better than in order to be okay. It is up to us, friends, to be the light and to be the love. And this month of February, which honors the accomplishments, it's Black History Month. It honors the accomplishments of African Americans throughout our history that have often gone unnoticed. And it is our opportunity to allow that focus and consciousness as we acquaint ourselves, as we open ourselves to see differently. It allows us to see ourselves and to see others. And that's truly what we all seek, is it not? Is to be seen. Amanda Gorman, many of you remember, she was the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history and won small little phrase from the poem that she read at the inauguration. She said, "There is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it, friends." This is what that focus on African American contributions is all about, is recognizing one minor area. And there's so many other separations that we experience, not just with African Americans, but of all colors and all ethnicities and all isms. And this is an opportunity. There is always light if we are the light. And Wilmot Rudolph, who back in the, I think it was the 60s, 50s or 60s, I can't remember for sure. She was an Olympic track and a field athlete. She said, "Never underestimate the power of dreams and the influence of the human spirit. We are all the same in this notion. The potential for greatness lives within each of us, friends." This is a month to truly honor, to truly see that which oftentimes we are blind to, because of thoughts and beliefs that we're not even aware of that are held within us, that have been passed down from generation to generation. And so let us be about living into the light. Let us be about sharing the love. Let us recognize we have that power. And we can buy into the vision in the outer world, to all the stories, to people talking around the water cooler at work, to our families, to our social circles, and people speaking from those places of prejudice, past hatred, past angers, past judgments. Or we can buy into that, or we can be the light of love that recognizes the universal love principle in action, which is that we are all one. And again, not the same. We are one in our connection to infinite spirit and to all that is creation. And so as we operate into that, let us, excuse me, let us be about using universal love principles. And as we use universal love principles, we live into healing, inclusivity, and oneness. Using universal love principles, we live into healing, inclusivity, and oneness. And in order to do that, friends, from Hebrews scripture, Hebrews 10, verse 24, it says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and to good works." And from Galatians 6:10, it says, "So then whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all," friends. This is our opportunity in this month of love to be growing our own selves spiritually, to do the healing work within us where we can touch into that recognition that we are made in the image and likeness of love, that we are lovable, that we are loved just as we are, and that we're on a journey, and we're healing, and we're blessing, and we're growing, and we're learning, and we're releasing all the stuff from the past. And then we move on into then letting that shine forth into an encouraging ourselves and encouraging each other to be willing to dissolve those walls of separation. The walls of separation that keep us in angst, that keep us in turmoil. Friends, we are powerful beyond belief. And it is up to us to be the light in this world. In scripture from 2 John 1, verse 6, the second half of that verse, it says, "As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." And going on to Romans 13, the second half of 8, he says, "For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law." Well, what we're talking about when we say the word law, that's not human, outer laws over something else. Fulfilling the infinite spiritual law is the principle of universal love, allowing it to be that which moves from within us to the without, to heal and to bless. And so as we do celebrate this wonderful month of February, and as we take a moment to honor Black History Month, I will share a little bit of information or history on that. And this is from the website biography.com, #tag. There we go. Thank you. The Black History Month honors African American people's rich range of experiences, struggles, and achievements throughout history and into the modern day. It's a tribute to African American men and women who have made significant contributions to America and the rest of the world in the fields of science, politics, law, sports, the arts, entertainment, and many other fields. While Black History Month is synonymous with prominent figures such as Martin Luther King Jr., there are countless other African Americans who've made a profound impact in history. Self-made millionaire, Madam C.J. Walker. Astronaut, Dr. May C. Jemison. Open-heart surgeon, Daniel Hale Williams. Inventor, Garrett Morgan. Media mogul, Oprah Winfrey. And the father of Black history, who is Carter G. Woodson, who lobbied extensively back in the late 1800s and 1900s to establish Black History Month as a nationwide celebration. And so let us be willing to explore a little differently. Let us be willing to maybe go on a website and check out some of the amazing contributions that have been made in history that have often gone unnoticed due to the belief system in the supremacy of the white race that separates us from the human race of all being. Friends, this is powerful, and it's deep work to be done, and it's challenging in the face of strong opposition. And there is a lot out there currently that seems to be swinging back around, because though while we thought a lot of that had been healed, it has not. And this is a time for us to move more deeply into who we are and a recognition of those little places that we still hang on to. Because there is a tendency to be attracted to that which is similar, is there not? That which we know, that which is comfortable. It's hard to embrace that which is different or unusual or something we're not familiar with. So familiarize yourselves, friends, in Black History Month, and not just if Black History, but also in all the isms, in all the places where you notice within yourself a sense of separation that says, oh, well, this is okay over here, but that is not. That's the place to go, friends, to take a look at. Where did that come from? Is that true? And to embrace an opportunity to shine universal love principle light upon that, to have it come forth, to be released, to be healed. Yvette Clark, she was a U.S. Congresswoman, and she said, we must never forget that Black history is American history. The achievements of African Americans have contributed to our nation's greatness. And Maya Angelou, most of you know, is as a poet laureate and a writer, and she was a civil rights activist. She says, won't it be wonderful when Black history and Native American history and Jewish history and all of U.S. history is taught from one book, just U.S. history. And Martin Luther King Jr. says, returning hate for hate multiplies hate. We have a lot of that out there right now, do we not? It's fomenting and it's stirring up. And when we see someone that operates outside of the field of what we're comfortable with, it's easy to move to that, to oppose that hate with our own hate. It's important to remember that returning hate for hate multiplies it. And adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that, friends. Let's truly be about in this month recognizing love is the key in a different way than we've ever recognized it before. In a way that we take self-responsibility for the words that we say, for the things that we think, for our actions and our reactions. And how we express who we are and our light in the world. And how we embrace those who are different, those who are similar, those who are part of the oneness and the allness. That is humanity. That is spiritual beingness. And so in closing, I will share a quote from someone I had mentioned earlier. That's Carter Woodson. He was an American historian and an author, and he was the founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. And it's fascinating to me because that was around the era that the Fillmores were in. He lived from 1875 to 1950. And he says we should emphasize not Negro history, but the Negro in history. What we need is not a history of selected races or nations, but the history of the world void of national bias, race hate, and religious prejudice. Friends, let us be the ones who live in the light, who live in that universal love principle, and share that forth with others. And the final quote is from Desmond Tutu. He was the South African Anglican bishop and theologian. He was anti-apartheid and human rights activist. He says simply, "My humanity is bound up in yours, for we can only be human together." Let us live that universal love principle in a recognition of our oneness, which embraces our differences, which sees each other, which acknowledges and encompasses and allows us to literally change the energetic pattern and belief systems that have kept us all captive and can now take us into freedom. And so we breathe. Amen. Patty said amen. And so we say amen. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this Love is the Key Part 2 and living into a recognition of Black history and acknowledgement. And so thanks for being a part of this amazing spiritual community that lives into the light.